música. Hello back everybody. Yeah, I'm in the studio. Unfortunately, my brother DJ Dash is not next to me. It's a very, very sad moment. Very, very sad. One of those. Nah, but at the moment here in SA, the matriculants are writing their finals and I'm one of them, but my brother, yeah, unfortunately had to be at school today. But yeah, he'll make it. We're gonna have another session, just like I couldn't make it last time, and I'm like really sorry for that. And he also offered his apologies. We're really sorry, but it's good to be back here on the David Nash Show, yeah, with another session on another level here at Active FM. Christ music is hot music. Yeah, we're gonna be having an awesome time together here on the David Nash Show. And yeah, starting off with some intros, like you can actually get us here, you can actually rate us, if I can put it that way, on iTunes. And then you can catch us on Facebook at ActiveFM777, on Instagram at ActiveFM777, on Twitter at ActiveFM777. And yeah, you know, normally I would start with my brother Mr. Dave, aka DJ Dash, with questions of how you doing, you know, like how was the week. But then yeah, today I'm gonna be asking the audience, how was your week? So you can actually comment below, you know, you can actually leave your comments, you can respond and actually let me know how was your week, because I want to know how your week was. You know, we love the audience, that's why we always hear on the David Nash Show, here where Christ music is hot music on Active FM. And today we're going to be starting off with an interesting topic, very interesting topic, and it's something that a lot of people actually think of, you know, like I'm sure a lot of people out there, yeah, you as the audience, also me, I used to have the same question, you know, I used to ask myself, I'm like, okay, why, like really, why now, why this time frame, why am I still here, you know? But basically, the topic for today is gonna be the other side. And a lot of people get this question in their head, the other side, you know, somehow, you know, deep inside yourself, you're like, okay, there must be another side, you know, another side, a side that you cannot tell. Imagine there's another earth out there, you know, that's the same question that some people have, you know, and all those stuff. So it's something, you know, link to that. But the topic is the other side, and it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna have some amazing info, and it's gonna be on another level. You're gonna love this session, filled with gazos on futo, everything on another level here on the David Nash Show. And yeah, stay tuned in, don't go anywhere. And you know, as we always do it here on the David Nash Show, give you something amazing, something juicy, something pumped up, something filled with a lot of juice, which is Jesus juice. Yeah, you must enjoy that track. We're gonna give you some Christ music is hot music, yeah, with my DJ there behind the scenes, DJ Mo, yeah, SA, go rate him also, you know. Yeah, so enjoy the music, here it comes for you.
Ricky.
Right back.
locking in, never taking off. Now it's taking off, counting down from five. A lot of things didn't go as planned, so the new plan was just to improvise. They never know what I'm dropping next. Is it EDM or a trap record? Every year I gotta buy a belt and beat the surge on my last record. Like, I hear them talking like, who the top five, who the best in the game? They make a list of these supermans, but I could be at my lowest and still make a lane. Somebody please tell me, why would I care about another man putting my name on his list? Came off the bench and now we got the W, so when we shoot it, you just hit a... Trust me, there's always a critic. Sometimes I actually listen. They try to kill with the shots, but that just gave me ammunition. I just came back from the kitchen. My show was cooking a beat. Some music feel like a diet. Mine is the day you could cheat. Never self-proclaim a classic. Lead a verdict to the masses. Jesus found me in Damascus. Now I'm booming out the casket. Life eternal, everlasting. Picture that without a caption. Went to every single practice. Now the rookie back and up and never crashing.
Take the shot, but I flop. I came off the bench, I got the rock and took the shot. But I block. I came off the bench, I got the rock and took the shot. Yeah, they block for the brick. I came off the bench, I got the ball and hit the switch.
Holla, 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 holla back, holla back, holla back. Yeah, back, back. I know you enjoyed that track. Yeah, enjoyed that track. It was on another level. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was awesome, awesome. Yeah, you energized right now. Energized on another level. Yeah, another level, another level. Yeah, another level. Yeah, 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 yeah. That was some jamming session, you know, some music session. Yeah, some melody. Woo. Yeah, yeah. You know, we're all musicians in the inside, you know, whether you like it or not. Some people haven't found their talent. Some people have found it. Some people are still gonna find it. Yeah, which is awesome. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Yeah, and to all the matriculants out there, no matter where you are, yeah, if this is your finals, yeah, good luck. Yeah, you actually almost done. Yeah, yeah. Can smell the victory, just like I can. Yeah, can smell the victory. I'm sure you can smell the victory. Can see the deadline, you know. But this is basically the last opportunity you have to push hard. Because you're never going to have this opportunity once again. So to all the matriculants out there that are doing their finals, writing their finals or prelims or, you know, any phase that you're in, good luck to each and every one of those people. And wish you the best and may the Lord be with you. Focus on God and he's going to take you to different places. Yeah. So going back to the topic, how many of you can still remember the topic? Yeah. If you could still remember the topic, drop your comment below. Yeah. I'm going to read it. Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to see it. Yeah, but going back to the topic, we're going to be talking the other side. The other side. And this is one of the topics, you know, basically, it's basically a question, a statement, you know. Yeah, it depends on how one sees it. The other side. But basically, yeah, like myself, I actually used to have this type of question where I'll ask myself, okay, is there life after, you know, after you die, what's there, you know? Like, what's there? A lot of people ask themselves, when I die, where do I go? When I die, what's gonna happen, you know? When I die, am I gonna live again? You know, some people, they come up with this psychology of theirs, you know, like, they come with weird thoughts, like saying that, yeah, you're gonna come back as a fly, you know, depending on how amazing, you know, how good you were, you know, yeah. People considered you as this amazing person, good person, and all those stuff, you know, depending on how your status was in this current time. When you come back, yeah, you're gonna come back different, you know, a different animal. Some people will come back as birds. Yeah, I'm one of them. I used to love those birds, you know, like basically not, I'm not gonna come back as a bird. But what I mean is I used to love birds and I still love them. But yeah, if I actually used to have thoughts like if I could change into an animal, I would change into a bird because a bird is like so fascinating, you know, like flies and all those stuff. And yeah, just be in the sky. Imagine flying that high, you know, sky high. Hey, rhyming. Yeah, but the other side, you know, there is actually life after death, which is the question most of the people used to ask, you know, like they still ask. There's even people right now as you are listening to this that are asking, is there life after I die? Like, is there another side of this earth? You know, is there life after this earth? And which is amazing. It's awesome because The word does answer that, you know. The word does answer that. The word of God. The word of God. The more you stay planted into the word of God, the more you'll actually learn. The more you actually learn new stuff and you actually realize that God is real. A lot of people who come with their own thoughts, conclusion. I remember the time when I was still in high school, you know, basically I'm still in high school. But what I mean is the time when I actually started, you know, like my first years of high school. Like people will have their own thoughts. You'll have 8 years. People who have that 8 years mentality. And they'll tell you that, there is no heaven, you know. We don't believe in heaven. We don't believe in angels. We don't believe in demons. I once got even involved in a conversation where a friend was telling me, I don't believe in demons. I was like, okay, interesting. But now you get people that think like that, you know, they think like that, and people that actually have their own knowledge of physical stuff and their own psychology. But now when you go to the word, that's when you get answers. That's when you see, as time goes on, God actually starts revealing you more stuff. And that's why we gotta not be conforming to the patterns of the world. You gotta not be captivated by the worldly things, you know, like the world stuff will pass, like physical things. It's the same thing as I was growing up as a Christian, you know. I used to like my own things, like I used to have my own mindset. And I remember there was a time in life where I actually decided, you know what, I've been asking this question of, is there life after this life that I'm living? Is there another side? Is there another side to life? Which is different from the life that you're currently living. And maybe you might be in the same phase, you know, because I was once there. And I got to the point where I decided, you know what, I'm not going to focus on church. I'm not going to focus on God. I'm gonna focus on my own life, achieving my own things. And basically a sentence that I actually said to myself, and it was like a promise that I made to myself, was, I'm going to get serious with God when I'm 18. That was back then. Like, okay, I'm gonna get serious with God when I'm 18. And then eventually, as time went on, yeah, getting closer to 18, I decided to change it. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get serious with God when I'm married. That was me. Like, okay, yeah, this thing of God, nah, church, nah, not me, and all that stuff. But then the thing is, none of us is actually guaranteed to live that long. We're not guaranteed to live that long. And you never know when the day that you're gonna be leaving, you know. Basically, death won't tell you that I'm coming today. And that's something we should keep in mind. We should keep in mind, and something that I never used to have in mind. And I never used to be aware of it, even though it was there, but I never used to be aware of it. And the reality is, everybody's going to go back to where they came from, you know. Like if you go in the beginning, in Genesis, it says in the beginning we were created from God is the one that created us. But now something that's amazing is we were created from sand, you know, like we are created from the ground, if I can put it that way. And the same ground that we are created from is the same ground that we're gonna go back to. It's the same ground that we have to all go back to. I mean, there's a time when you're gonna face the end of your life, which is why we always have that question: is the life after I die? What's gonna be happening? Wow, what's on the other side? And a lot of people are scared of dying, you know. They're scared of dying. Why? Because they don't actually know their purpose. Now, the answer to that question of, is there life after you die? It's connected to your purpose. It's connected to your purpose. And in order for you to understand if there's life after you die, you have to understand that your purpose is there. You have to understand what is your purpose. You have to understand your origin. And your origin comes back in the beginning of Genesis, where God created us. That's our origin. God created us. You know, God is our creator. And it's like a computer, you know, like it's like a computer. The person that created the computer doesn't live inside the computer in order for the computer to work. But now something that's awesome is the computer cannot function without the creator. So you need the creator. Same with us, you know, we need God. As much as you would love to ignore the fact that God is real, you know, like you have your own mindset. Same mindset that I had back in those days. And I actually thank the Lord that I'm still alive. Yeah, awesome. I'm still okay. Still loves me. And something that's awesome is God actually loves us. God loves us. And it's the same thing that I never used to understand the love of God. I never used to understand how much He loves me. never used to understand why I was here, which is why I never got the answer to the question that I always have, if there's another life after I die. And there is another life after we die, which is something that we're gonna be getting into as time goes on. We're gonna be getting deep into it. And in order for that question to be answered, I'm gonna be touching your purpose and your origin, which is coming from the Lord himself, the instruction that he gave us in his word, basically to the disciples and each and every one of the people that is here on earth, which is awesome. It's gonna make you understand where you come from, where you're going, where you're heading, and why you're still here. Because we are the salt, the light, and we are the ones that are preserving this earth from going anywhere, which is awesome. And yeah, this is going to be an awesome session, these two sessions that we're going to be having. And you're still tuned in here on the Dave and Nash Show with your boy, DJ Nave. Unfortunately, DJ Dash couldn't make it. Yeah, sad story. Yeah. And each and everyone that actually misses DJ Dash here on this session, you know, on this show, yeah, just drop your comment down there. You know, in fact, drop a message for him, yeah, to show him how much you love him. Because, yeah, that shows that you're participating and you're showing us the support that you love the Dave and Nash Show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're going to take an ad break, yeah. Still talking about the other side, revealing some answers to that question that most of the people have in their head. And we're gonna go on a music break, not an ad break, but the music break, which is Christ music, filling your ears. Yeah, gotta keep on filling your ears with Jesus juice. So enjoy the music as we're gonna give you this awesome track. Yeah, love it.
Whether your copy of Active Worship's amazing new album, Ablaze, on iTunes, or on www.activeworship.com.
We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to the hottest sounds.
Let's hit the city ablaze, ablaze for Jesus.
Yeah. I woke up in the morning of my childhood. I found myself in a four-piece suit. Oh no, oh no, I was a true woman. Sinking to the earth, sinking to the earth.
He's believing his own life in this dark prison that he built with his own hands. You gotta be aware, he never had the chance to make his own moves. Always trying to follow the laid down rules. He made mistakes along the way, huh? And yes, the past will never change, but he put himself inside this cage. Only if he knew the rain gonna take the pain away. His family said he's never gonna make it, so he leaves every day like he's never gonna make it, cause he don't have money. Put himself in these chains, living a low life. Every day's a mistake. He said, I don't need help, go away. He puts on these marks, I need to fix, mom. He's funny what you're saying, hey joke, are you faking? You put yourself in these prisons cause of what they're saying. Like he said, or she said, everybody wanna be a wanna because of what they said. We put ourselves in these cells, it's a pity we never get it. It's blood and freedom inside us. Red blood was the price, got us free from these cells. It takes faith to be free. Love bet the prize in your unbelief. Wanna fly on your wings. I'm free, I'm free. I'm no longer bound. I'm free, I'm free. Oh Lord, help me to be free.
Holla, holla, holla back, holla back, holla back, holla back. Yeah, still talking about the other side. We're back here on the Dave Nash Show. Yeah, you know you're still tuned in on the Dave Nash Show. I don't need to introduce. Yeah, you know who you still tuned in with? It's DJ Nave. Yeah, yeah, did you hear that? DJ Nave. Yeah, and yeah, unfortunately again, I'm gonna apologize for Mr. DJ Dash not being here. But now let's get back into it, you know, the second session, tackling the other side. Now, in order for you to understand the other side, you gotta understand your origin. So let's go back to your origin, you know. We're going back to your origin, which is in the beginning. Now, your origin is found in Christ. Your origin is found in God, basically himself. And in the beginning, God created Adam and Eve. That's our origin. So those are our first parents. And that's our origin. Our origin comes back from there. Because that's where God created us. You know, God created us. He says he knows us before we were conceived. Yeah, that's awesome. Like, he says before we were born, he knew us in our mother's womb. Why? Because he's the one that formed us. You know, something that's awesome is God actually took time to form us in our mother's womb. So each and every one of us are unique. We are unique, and we come from the Lord himself. Now, which is awesome, because our origin actually determines our purpose here, and which is to go out there and make disciples of all nations. Our purpose here is to make sure that the devil doesn't take as many souls as he can to hell, which is the scary part. There's people that are going to hell at this very moment as we speak. Now the question is, when the Father comes back to you as the Son, because that's your origin, you know, your origin, he's your Father, you're part of his kingdom, you come from a royal priesthood. Now when he comes back and he asks you the question where he's gonna ask you, I gave you so much opportunities to reach out to a lot of people, and you knew about me, and you knew that there is life after this life, you know, after this life that you're living, you knew that you're gonna live again. So what have you done with all those opportunities that I have given you? You know, it's the same thing that I've been asking myself. Yo, I've been like, Nash, so if the Lord has to come back, which is our Father, if he has to come back and he asks you that question, what have you done with the opportunities that I gave you to minister to a lot of people in your life? How would you answer that question? And I actually thought to myself, I'm like, yo, look, okay, I gotta be speaking to people right now as we speak about Jesus, our Father, because that's our origin, and we are gonna live again. Those who died will be resurrected and judged. That's what his word says, and he's coming back soon. But now if he has to come back and actually judge me according to the opportunities that he gave me and the type of life that I lived here on earth, what type of life would it be? What type of life would I be reflecting? What will I be showing him? How will I represent him here on earth? And that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be representing him here. And that's why he sent us here. Now, our purpose is to represent him as a Father, as his kids, as his children, because he's our Father. Now, we're supposed to display the love that he has for us to others. Why? Because there is life after death. Now, the answer to that question is there is. You are going to live again. But now, you're going to be resurrected. Why? Because the Father has came back for his faithful servants. Now, those faithful servants, the same question that I asked myself is the same question that you're supposed to be asking yourself. Now, if God had to come back today, would you be pleased with the type of life that you lived? That's the question that you should be asking yourself, because that's going to actually determine a lot of situations that you're going to be involved in, how you're going to respond to them, and a lot of challenges or trials, if I can put it that way, that are going to come your way, and the way you're going to respond towards the trials that you're going to experience. Now, if I can go back to a while back, like my history, yeah, basically my family, it was like interesting, the type of household that I grew in. Now, it's a very interesting timeline. Now, I was like always this, yeah, like this kid, yeah, in high school, I was different, but then in primary, something, I lived an interesting life, you know. Now, I came from a background, okay, as I speak, the Lord has actually changed the whole family, which is awesome. Like, he has actually changed everyone in the family, and they're all serving the Lord, and it's awesome as we speak. So, gotta understand that this is my current situation, and where I'm coming from, it's actually different. Now, I came from a background where it was an alcoholic type of family, if I can put it that way. It was an alcoholic background and an abusive home, as described. Yeah, you know, a lot of people actually live in that type of home. As we speak, there's some people that are actually living in that type of home. And that type of home actually needs Jesus. And it's not the type of home that God actually created a family to be living in. That's not the vision that God had for a family. Now, that's all because Satan came and distorted the image of the family. Now, that's the type of home that I grew up in. I grew up in an abusive, alcoholic home where parents always drank. And yeah, my dad was always beating up my mom. And it wasn't the type of home that was pleasing. Like, you go to school, come back, and it's like messed up in the house. You got chaos in the house, and people are beating each other up. breaking things in the house, and some people are living in their current situation right now. But something that I can say is the Lord is always faithful. Now, what was happening back then in my life actually built my character. That's something I can say. Like, the Lord actually uses trials to build your character, which is awesome. And I grew up obviously forming grudges. Now, as time went on, I began to have grudges towards my father, which wasn't a very pleasing situation to be in. Now, that was because of the background that I was growing up in. It's an abusive and alcoholic, and my dad is beating up my mom, and some people, they're experiencing the same thing right now. Now, even though I was in the same situation right there back then, something that I can say is the Lord actually never left the family. The Lord never actually decided, okay, you know what, today I'm actually gonna leave this family and they're gonna do life on their own. No, why? Because he still loved us. And even you, as you are in the same situation, in the same current situation at this very moment, something that I can say is he hasn't left you. The only reason why it's like that is because he's building each and everyone in the family's character. Now, I grew up with the type of character which had a lot of grudges, a lot of unforgiveness, and I always say to myself that I don't want to grow up in a household where I'm going to be like my father. That's the type of mindset I used to have. And it was the wrong mindset because I never had forgiveness. I had unforgiveness in my heart. And as time grew, as time went on, you know, as time passed and all those stuff, it became even worse. It became, the abusiveness became more, and the alcoholicness, basically the drinking in the house was decreasing. But then it wasn't still the type of family or the type of house that we was meant to be living in. And that actually affected me, if I can put it that way. It affected me in a lot of ways, and it also affected me with my relationship with God, because now I was actually not getting close to God. Why? Because of the current situation. And same questions that I used to ask myself, maybe the same questions that you're asking yourself right now. And the type of questions that I used to ask myself was, why is God actually letting this happen? Like, if he's actually a loving God, why would he let such happen? And why did he decide to take me and place me in such a family as this? Now, I didn't understand that the reason why I was in that family is so that I can be the light in that family and actually change that family, which is reach out to my family. And which is awesome, because as time went on, the Lord still never left us. Eventually, there was a period of time where everything stopped. Like, it wasn't, my father stopped drinking, stopped beating up my mom. They stopped actually arguing, insecurities, all those stuff, they stopped. And suddenly, they started going to church. Why? Because now the Lord was actually showing what he can do. And he was ministering himself to my parents, and it was awesome. I was like, okay, interesting. I'm actually seeing a change happening. And they got closer to God, and everything stopped, you know. Basically, the whole family started changing. But now, that was like for a period of time. It was for a period of time. It wasn't forever. It was for a period of time, and then eventually it stopped, and everything looked like it was still going back to the way it was. Now, most of you might be in the same situation where, yeah, you came from that background where everything was going down south, and then eventually you started seeing difference. The difference is taking place now. Now everything is beginning to show itself as how you would love to see it, you know, basically how your heart desires it to be. And then now it seems like everything is going back down south again. Now, if you're in that situation, what I would love to say is, don't give up. Why? Because the Lord's actually using those different challenges, those different trials, those different phases of time to still build your character, which is preparing you for the final blessing that is gonna give you. And at this point in time, basically right now, my family's changed, and it's awesome. The Lord is involved in our lives. And my dad gave his life, he's born again. And that's the same place that the Lord can take you. And basically what I wanted to, like, the moral of the type of life that I've lived is to actually let everyone out there that's living the same phase, you know, the same type of life, to know that the Lord doesn't forsake you as a child. You know, he doesn't forsake you as the as the family that you are, you know, united together, or whether you're not united. Something that I can say is he can use you as a child or whatever your position is in the family to actually change your life and your family's life. Because by you actually praying for your family, which is something that I used to pray, you know, like when I decided, you know, I'm gonna forgive my dad, I don't care what he did in the past, I'm actually gonna put it aside. Why? Because now I begin to understand that everything that's happening right now, it's in the physical, and back to my origin where I was created. God's the one that created me, and when I understood my origin, that's when I was able to pray against all of those things that were happening in my family, even though they were not aware of what's happening in the spiritual. That's where I was able to understand that everything that's happening right now is actually not what the Lord intended the family to be like, you know. It's not how the Lord actually wanted us to live like. And I actually started praying for my family, and because I understood of my background and my origin, that's why I actually got to that point where now I could actually share the word, you know. Now I could actually pray, I could now connect to my creator, which was God himself, you know. And that's an awesome position to be in. Why? Because I got to the point where I actually gave up, you know. That was the type of life that I lived. Because of everything that was happening in the background, I got to the point where I gave up, and I actually left. I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't care what happens. I don't care who's gonna say what. I don't care what's gonna happen in my life or in my family's life. I'm just gonna live life the way I wanna live. And that's the type of position that the Lord wants you to be in, you know. Like, he wants you to get to the point where you now live your life and you're not controlling your life. You basically surrender your life to him, you know, to him. Now, I was in a way that the Lord can change my life. But the time when I actually decide, you know what, I don't care what happens, I'm going to live my life. Yeah, I'm going to let it. The way my life decides to be, it's the same way I'm going to be pleased with. And yeah, everything that happens there, it's going to happen as it was. And that's when the Lord actually took my life and started to change it. And that's when I decided, I began to actually get to know him. I began to know God more. And that's because he was taking control of my life. And it was an awesome position to be in. Why? Because now he can actually direct me and teach me that this is what I'm doing for you. And this is the other side to the life that you're living. These are the promise to the other side of the life that you're living. And these are the benefits that you can actually get, which was awesome. And it's amazing what he has done. It's amazing what he's still doing. And right now, like as I said, my father is a believer. Yes, my sisters are also involved in church, you know, they love God. And me myself, I've been in a lot of trials, and I've been in a lot of situations that I wouldn't want to be in. And even though you are also in the same situation or might be experiencing something similar to that, something that I have to say is the Lord will never forsake you. He will never leave you. He's always there. The only thing that you have to do is apply Matthew's where it says, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you, which is what we are all meant to be doing. Because our origin says that we are the light here on the earth, and we are the salt. And that's the type of life we're supposed to be living, a life of influence where we're leading people to Christ. Yeah, which is awesome. And when we come back from the break, we're gonna be getting into the purpose, and it's gonna be awesome, because now you're gonna get an answer to the questions that you still have and more other questions, yeah, which as I lived life, the Lord still revealed. And I still got a lot of questions that I have to say, but the Lord is still answering them as time goes on. Why? Because there's some questions that I haven't got answers to. Why? Because I'm not ready. Same with other people. Same with the question that I used to have, which is the same topic. Is there a life? Is there another side? I never got that answer because I was never ready back then. But then I got it as time went on, when the Lord was like, okay, now you're ready. So we're going to give you something amazing, something juicy. Yeah, the DJ is going to pick a track for you, which is going to be awesome. We're going to give you some Jesus juice. Yeah, Gazozo on another level. Enjoy the music here on Active FM, where Christ music is hot music.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Na, 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 na.
Shout out to the I.M.O. Blend. Charlotte. So let me walk you down the aisle, oh girl. Tell me, will you be my wife, oh girl? Let me take you around the world, oh girl. Tell me, will you be my wife, oh girl? So let me walk you down the aisle, oh girl. Tell me, will you be my wife, oh girl? Let me take you around the world, oh girl. Tell me, will you be my wife, oh girl? Cause now you say now you be my number one, no, you be my number one. And now you say now you be my number one, no, you be my number one.
Hey girl, I'll place nobody above you, place nobody above you. All my friends them said they gon' know you, friends them said they gon' know you. I place nobody above you, nobody gon' hear you, baby. And see, I thank God for creating you for me. I like that, the way that you pray me, I like that. Girl, I'm steady one, you are like that. My vet just lady me, I like that. See, I like that, correct girl. Mama, if you like me, your head swell. Your head to your neck and your ass swell. Anybody we go ahead, make you pop well. Make
so
it
let
pop
me
well.
Walk you down the aisle, oh girl. Tell me, will you be my wife, oh girl? Let me take you around the world, oh girl. Tell me, will you be my wife, oh girl? So let me walk you down the aisle, oh girl. Tell me, will you be my wife, oh girl? Let me take you around the world, oh girl. Tell me, will you be my wife, oh girl? Cause now you say now you be my number one, no, you be my number one. And now you say now you be my number one, no, you be my number one, no.
I like that, the way that you pray me, I like that. From a steady one, you
I like
that.
My
bachelor's lady, me, I like that.
For me, I'm sure that you're my gift from the Lord. I like what you do for me, girl. Tell me, will you marry me? Yeah. So every day you pray for me, like doobie 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 doobie.
So let me walk you down the aisle, oh girl. Tell me, will you be my wife, oh girl? Let me take you around the world, oh girl. Tell me, will you be my wife, oh girl? So let me walk you down the aisle, oh girl. Tell me, will you be my wife, oh girl? Let me take you around the world, oh girl. Tell me, will you be my wife, oh girl? Cause now you say now you be my number one, no, you be my number one. And now you say now you be my number one, no, you be my number one. Cause now you say now you be my number one, no, you be my number one. And now you say now you be my number one.
Hold up back. Yeah, I know you enjoyed the music. It was awesome. Yeah, I enjoyed the music. It was awesome. Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, love that selection. Yeah, that track selection. Yeah, it was awesome. Woo! Yeah, can feel the soul. Soul is on another level. Yeah, which is awesome. Yeah. You still tuned in on the Dave and Nash show. Yeah. But yeah, Mr. Dash is not here in the studio. Which is not awesome, yeah, because he's missing in action, yeah, but he's still with us in the spirit, yeah, which is awesome. He's still with us in the spirit, you know, where the Dave and Nash show is. You know, you find Mr. Dave, you find Mr. Nash, but now he's never not there basically what I'm saying is he's here in the spirit, you know. He's with us. His presence is with us, even though physically he's not with us. It depends on how you see it. I'm seeing it in the spiritual. So you gotta also shift your dish and see it in the spiritual. Then you'll see, oh, in fact, Mr. Dave is with us. He's listening to this. And yeah, he's also participating, which is awesome. You still tuned in on the Dave and Nash Show, like I said earlier on. And you can catch us on Facebook, ActiveFM777. You can catch us on Instagram, at ActiveFM777. You can catch us on Twitter, at ActiveFM777. And yeah, awesome stuff. Stay tuned in. And we're gonna have an awesome last session. Yeah. Going into your purpose, and you're gonna begin to understand your purpose, which is linked to your origin, which is gonna answer your question, which is there another side? Yeah, is there another side? Yeah. Obviously, there is another side, like I said. Yeah, we're gonna live again, but now the type of life which is connected to your purpose will determine what's gonna happen when you're living the earth. Yeah, so basically looking at your purpose, you know, the Great Commission. Now, your purpose is the Great Commission, which is the purpose that Christ came down, okay, and gave us, which is the instruction that he came down and said we must do. Basically, which is our purpose. Our purpose is to go out there and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them what the Lord has taught us, yeah, to obey his commandments. And further on, which is to go out there and also make disciples. You know, they should also go out there and make disciples. Now, basically, our purpose is to make disciples. And you cannot make disciples unless you're connected to your Creator, which is your Father. Unless you're connected to Christ, basically. Now, which is awesome, because Christ actually came down and also gave us the greatest commandment. You know, the great commandment, which is love God, love people. You know, which is awesome, because they link to each other. Now, you cannot go to someone and tell them about Jesus if you don't love them. And you do not claim to love God, yet you hate your brother, you know, your neighbor. Basically, what Christ is saying is we should love each other, and the love that we have for each other should grow. And when you love your neighbor, that's when you're going to go out there and make disciples of all nations. You're going to basically tell them about Jesus, which is the same thing I experienced in my life, you know. The time when I decided, you know what, I'm going to get serious with God. Now, it's not something that's easy. Living in your purpose is not easy, but it's worth it. It's worth it. As time goes on, you begin to grow in love, and you begin to grow in knowledge and understanding. I mean, a lot of people seek wisdom, but they get the wrong wisdom, because it's not the wisdom from God, but it's the worldly wisdom. And the worldly wisdom passes by, you know, like it doesn't live forever. It's not eternal. Why? Because it focuses on the physical and it's limited. Now, we gotta be seeking the wisdom from God, which will make us understand where we come from, which is our origin, and why we are here, which is to make disciples of all nations, basically to win souls. We are here to win souls so that they don't go to hell, and the devil is not gonna win them over to hell. You know, basically that's what we are meant to be doing, and we are meant to be doing that by showing people love, the same love that God showed us. You know, it's the same love that God showed me in my family. That's why my family is now, as we speak, focused on God, you know, and it's awesome. Now, that love is the same love that we're supposed to be showing to people, you know, the love that God showed to us. Like, he actually sent his son to go and die for us on the cross, which was awesome. Like, I don't actually think any of you, just take your Siri. Let's take your Siri, yeah. So imagine your Siri decided to do the wrong things. Yeah, they decided to do the wrong things. They're like, you know what? Starting from today towards the life that we're going to live, we're going to keep on doing the wrong things, whether it's killing people, taking their lives when they're not meant to be taking their life, you know, whether it's stealing, you know, all those stuff. Yeah, they decided they're going to do all of those stuff. And you decided you're going to live a life that's going to show God honor, and you're going to give the glory to God. Now, you decided to live that type of life where you focused on God, and your whole city decides, we're going to live a life that's the opposite of that. Now imagine sending your son to go and die on the cross for that whole city. No matter what they do, you know, basically being in a position where you send your, you take your only son, which you have, and you send them to go and die on the cross for everyone in your city, knowing that they're gonna reject you. There's gonna be those that are gonna reject you. Not all of them are gonna accept. You know, there's gonna be those that are gonna reject you and actually turn away from you. And then there's gonna also be those that are gonna accept. Now, in fact, putting yourself in a position where not even one person can actually accept you. You have that knowledge of, I'm sending my son to die for these people. But now I stand the chance of sending him and not even one person actually accepts that he died for them. You know, he died for them because they were doing the wrong things. Now he got punished because of their wrongdoings. Now that's what basically God did for us. He sent his only son to go and die on the cross, knowing that we might still reject his son and not turn to him. Now his son didn't just go there and die for us for the sake of dying. No, he died for us so that we can actually gain eternal life. Now imagine losing your life for other people to gain your to gain eternal life. That's love on another level. And that's the type of love that we're supposed to be having. You know, a love that is selfless. You know, a love where you love your neighbor as you love yourself. A life where you will take a bullet for your neighbor as you'd love someone to actually take a bullet for you. Which Christ went and died for you. You know, being in a position where you're willing to die for a brother next to you. A brother that you actually thank the Lord and say, God, I thank you for the fact that my brother next to me is still alive. My neighbor next to me is still alive. I can still see him smile. You know, being in a position where you're willing to give up your most precious, valuable assets for your neighbor or your brother. You know, like if you look at it, the world that we live in today, they're actually ignorant that they're actually going to be judged. You know, there is life after you die. You're going to be resurrected again. Why? Simply because of the fact that they actually don't want to accept God. They don't want to accept that God is real. And that's our origin. And that's where we're going back. You know, we're basically going back to where we came from, which is our home. We're going back to our home. And on our way back home, we're supposed to be getting more people to go with us. You know, we're supposed to be getting more people to go back with us. And that's why we are meant to be winning souls. We are meant to be winning souls to the Father, which is our God, you know. And that's our purpose here on earth. And our purpose is linked to where we came from, which is our origin. And our origin is found in Christ. You know, our origin is found in God. And God the Father is coming back, which is awesome. You know, just some insight for some people out there. In fact, for all of you tuned in, listening, this is some insights for you actually to actually know. If you look at it in our time, you know, a lot of things, which is the same thing that I also got aware of, you know, it's awesome. Why? Because when you linked into your purpose, in fact, when you're living at this point in time, you are living in your purpose, the Lord actually begins to reveal all of the stuff to you. He begins to reveal where you come from, where you're going, and what's happening in your life, you know. Same insight that I actually got, you know, as time went on. Right now, I'm aware of it, and yeah, it's like, it's scary, but at the same time, it brings joy. Why? Because you know that I'm moving forward, I'm actually progressing. Now, if you look at it, right now, a lot of things are happening here on Earth, and if you look at the news, talking about global warming, climate change, all those stuff, oceans, I mean, you got America that's getting covered by water. We also experienced the same thing here in Africa, and we got Durban that also got covered by water, which is scary. You imagine being on the highway and you're seeing a shark in the water, which means you can't come out of your car, otherwise you're gonna get eaten. Now all of those stuff that are happening is basically Mother Nature telling all of the children of God to actually rise up. Why? Because the king is coming back. Now imagine, or everyone is being rebellious. Imagine, even Mother Nature is actually telling the kids, which are the children of God, to actually rise up and actually living their purpose, which is going out there and making disciples of all nations and telling them about Jesus and the fact that he's coming back. Now there's some insight out there. You know, a lot of people be calling it climate change. Yeah, they say it's global warming and all the stuff. But it's actually a sign from Mother Nature to tell you that it's your time to rise. It's your time to actually go out there and tell someone about Jesus. And there is life. There is the other side. You know, the other side that your heart has been telling you. There is another side. But which side is it? It's the side where we're supposed to be living. We're supposed to be living an eternal life, you know, in eternity, in heaven. Basically giving the Father the praise, all the praise. And don't go alone. It's like a party. You don't go alone to the party. You wouldn't want to go alone. Who wants to go alone to a party? No. We are supposed to be going back with some people. More people. In fact, a lot of people. A lot of people. As many as you can get. Those are the amount of people that you're supposed to be going back with. Same with the party. You would want to go with a lot of friends. Why? Because you don't want to leave them behind. You want them to be there with you. Same with heaven. Imagine going to heaven and there's your squad there looking at you. They're like, oh, you made it, man. You made it. Yeah, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Supposed to be getting a lot of people to heaven. And that's our purpose. We're supposed to be winning souls. No one here on earth is meant to be going to hell. We are all meant to be going to heaven, which is the other side. Heaven is the other side. And the King is coming back to get us. Yeah, we gotta be rejoicing in the name of the Father. Yeah, our Lord Jesus. Yeah. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit to help us, you know. When you feel like you're down, you can cry to him. Like, yo, Lord, I need you right now. Holy Spirit, I need you to help me, strengthen me. Yeah, at this very moment. So don't ever be discouraged in life. No matter what you're actually facing, no matter the situations you're facing, the Lord is still there covering you with his presence and showing you how much he loves you. So the other side is heaven. And we gotta be winning people to heaven. Yeah. And it was an awesome, amazing session with you people. Unfortunately, I have to go. Yeah. It's like one of the sad moments. Unfortunately, yeah. Which is why you have to comment below, you know, like, just comment, yeah. So I can read your comments and know that you have been participating, you know. Yeah, I don't even know what to say anymore. But yeah, thank you for your ears. Thank you for tuning in here on the Dave Anash Show here on Active FM. Yeah, rate us, comment, yeah, share the shows. And don't forget to also catch the other presenters, you know, the mode. All the other slots that are there, the hip-hop, you know, world, yeah, all those stuff. Don't forget all of them, yeah. You should go tune there. Actually listen to them. And yeah, don't forget to catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, on Twitter at ActiveFM777, on Facebook ActiveFM777, and yeah, iTunes, you know, go rate us. And yeah, let everybody know about the Active FM and the snazzing hot on another level for Christ DJs, presenters that are there. Yeah, we love you. Yeah, still tune in. Yeah. And enjoy the last session of music that we're going to give you now, which is Christ Music is Hot Music here on Active FM. Yeah. Enjoy the music.
I say I did this for the love.
It's Young Zeal the
Chief. Say I did this for the love. Yeah. Say I did this for the love. Yeah, yeah.
I'ma paint you a picture, I hope you get it though. I came through with a kind of sound that goes across the globe. I've been choosing to go across, I'm a wine night. This music will save the world and let me do the honest. Nobody saying I'm E-Rod Pass, but it come be like saying I'm you the blessed boss. No weapon formed against me where they ever prosper. Give me any other reason, we gon' make me drop by. Yeah, I do it for the love. Love of the gospel and love for my God. Love for the music, rapper, off a prop. Man, and no say I no go ever stop.
I did this for the love though. Can't explain the kind of love you give to me.
don't deserve that kind of love you show to me. Said I've been running circles for a long time, but you wanna take me in when I come back. I've always been the one that you call son. I'm sorry for the times that I failed you. Oh, no, no, oh, no, no. Thank you for saving me, yeah. Oh, no, no, oh, no, no. Thank you for saving me, I'm grateful.
So I do it for the love. Love of the gospel and love for my God. Love for the music, rapper, alpha, pop, man, and no, man, and no. See, I know the
love.
Said
I do this for the love, though.
Do this for the love, though.
Oh, yeah.
Do this for the love, though.
I do this for the love, though.
Do for the love, though.
Oh, no.
Do it for the love, though.
I do this for the love, though.
Do for the love, though.
Not for the money, yo.
Yeah.
I do this for the love, though. For the love, for the love. Yeah, yeah. We go gradually, we go gradually.
For the love, kasi Mungu angenimaliza. I do this for the love.
What I meant, if it wasn't for God, they would have killed me a long time ago. Ha! We don't do this for the money, bro. Even though we get paid in the process, bro. Ha!
We do this for love. It's easy to see we got hearts in the heart to go and do it.
Ha! Give me Nigeria, I give you Kenya. They never saw us coming, man, to my penya. Wacha tuwaje hikipaji. Si ya binadamu ni Mungu tu wanajaje. We don't do it for fame, but rather his name, we gon' do it. Ha. Our music is a journey, tulianza zamani, and still we gon' do it. What? King Limo Erro!
It's our time.